I think now you just talked about all this Anand and bliss. So I think that in West people are very afraid of losing their individuality in being taken up.
But they will not die. They will survive, I'm telling you.
But individuality will also survive somehow.
I am deadly enemy of individuality.
I
think? You know that you are, your name is this. It is quite alive. You feel that I exist. I am a man, or I am a woman, or I am a lady, anything. You feel that. So that idea should not be there. Individual idea should not. Suppose you say, no, I am a woman, or I am a man. So just you think of it, it may go away immediately. Rebounding, a sort of rebounding. It should not be still.
No.
That means individuality is lost. You should not feel that you have got body.
No.
You should not feel that you exist. That's very hard teachings.
Yes, you said once, it is very bad to feel
you exist. And you will be the excellent worker. Suppose that is the excellent worker.
Yeah.
In all our duties. And it will help you in all our duties. Instead of spoiling you. Suppose you say, I am dead. Is it a fact that you are dead? Suppose somehow by mistake say I am dead. Is it a fact that I am dead?
No, it is not.
It is only individuality.
Yes. This individuality
means the word oneness with it. So oneness can come only when you are not there. God is there when you are not there. You miss evils or anything.
God is not when you don't think of individuality.
We are so used to in the West that we should be conscious all the time.
No, you will remain conscious. There is no doubt about that. That thing will develop, but that individuality will be lost. That your existence, this is material existence. Material existence you will not feel. And at the highest point is that you may not feel the spiritual existence. That is the highest. And I am the first man to say that.
Yeah.
A man told me, he was a man of vast learning. He said, that is you who are telling me, and that is my experience. And I have written in my diary also.
Yes. Nobody can tell.
No idea. No idea of body and no idea of soul. And what is that? That is oneness.
Yeah.
That you are connected with some higher source. That is oneness. In my words. So people ask me such questions. What is oneness? So this is oneness.
Yeah.
You are not there in any way, but you are doing the work. God is not here. Of course, we say it everywhere. But actually, God is not here. He may be somewhere. But His working is going on.
His working is going on. That is a very difficult point. If people understand a little of it, they would be very much interested.
So I'm telling you this.
Yes, you are.
Like that,
you may talk more.
I've written a few words about that. I'm forgetting it. Something like that, because the whole of the philosophy I tried to.
It is in your books also.
I give the shape. I give the shape. That is, it is the seed. I give the shape, that you become mine.
Yeah.
I give the shape. It passes through you. Then you become mine. I am there, you are there. You. Are you the one? I shapes you. No, something like that. I give you shape. I divide I, give you shape.
Yeah.
It passes through you. And afterwards both are gone.
Yeah.
Neither I is there or not you.